Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday, May 11th, I'll talk about Ahoy, Venus retrograde ahead. What can we expect when Venus starts moving backwards between May 15th and June 27th? How can we best use this very important period? Find out how this one will make history. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens for next week, I want to alert the Seattle area listeners. I'll be speaking at the Washington State Astrological Association on Thursday, May 10th. That meeting starts at 7:30 p.m., and it's held at the Puget Sound Yacht Club in Seattle. The title of my topic is Good Timing for Success. So you can learn more about this talk by going to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the link that says About. And under that link, you'll find a link for my appearances. I also want to thank all of you who pre-ordered your 2013 Good Timing Guides early. We got enough orders, and the guide is now off being printed. And many thanks to all of you who made that possible. We greatly appreciate it. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, do you have an important new start you still need to get going? We have one more good day to do that, and it's next Tuesday, May 8th. And after that, you might squeak by with May 11th, but only if financial issues are not important to the project. So let's get our new starts rolling on next Tuesday, May 8th. After that, we won't get another good new start date until the very end of June and early July. And that's good until 6:35 p.m. Pacific time. Now, next, we have Sun trine Pluto, which is great for handling power well and for getting the support of powerful people. It's also associated with powerful leaders. We also still have Mars trine Pluto, which is associated with transforming our motivations and actions. So if you're starting a new project at this time, just check in to see if it has the ability to change our motivations and actions. And if so, it's a perfect fit to this set of cycles. Sun trine Pluto stays in range through May 6th. Mars trine Pluto peaks on May 16th. Now, next, have you been feeling tired or fatigued? Mars is still opposite Neptune and now also opposite Chiron through mid-May. This cycle is often associated with very low energy. It's designed to get you to slow down and focus what energy you do have more internally and on taking spiritually motivated or inspired actions. So first of all, this is no time to push the river. Make sure you get enough sleep each night so you can keep your immune system strong. Lay off of alcohol, sugar, and sweets so you don't lower your immune system. Do whatever it takes to recoup your energy and don't push yourself. If you try to do too much, you may make mistakes or have an accident. Challenges with muscle strains, spasms, and sprains can occur, so work safely. Now, keep in mind that the most ideal expression of this cycle is to take spiritually motivated or inspired action and actions. And this can include, but is not limited to, spending time in meditation, doing release work, journaling, dream work, or being of service to others. You might also get an inspired idea that you can follow through on. There are lots of ways to do this. Now, once we get past these cycles, we'll have a lot more clarity about how we want to move forward in the next 2 years. So it's actually helpful to take the time now to do some internal work that helps us check in to see what really motivates us and what doesn't. Okay. Now, next, we already have in range and peaking on May 13th a cycle associated with expansion and growth. This is the Sun conjunct Jupiter. Take advantage of this cycle prior to May 12th when we have the third quarter moon. If you're starting a project and you want it to bring in high growth, start it on May 8th, but no later. After that, we get too close to Venus retrograde for good financial results. Now, Sun conjunct Jupiter is a great cycle, and this one is occurring in the sign of Taurus. So Taurus industries are getting a bit of a growth spurt. This includes banks, credit unions, investment firms. It also includes luxury items such as jewelry, furs, or designer name products, sensuous and beauty products such as cosmetics, aromatherapy, perfumes, soaps, candles, comfort products. Also, massage, beauty salons, and other body care services could also see growth. And lastly, currency exchanges and coin shops could also get a nice boost. Now, what's coming to light or being seen more fully at the full moon on May 5th are some situations that require balance. We see some very well-heeled, powerful leaders or celebrities in the limelight. However, the public appears to be challenged by the situation, which is shown by the Sun conjunct Jupiter and both opposite the moon, plus Sun trine Pluto. This could relate to the issue of the 1% paying their fair share of taxes. It could also be related to banks being held responsible for creating the subprime mortgage mess. There's also likely to be some critical or judgmental talk going on or rigid thinking. Now, be careful of this. It's better to use these energies for planning and logistics. This cycle, which is Mercury opposite Saturn, peaks on May 6th, and it's in range through May 8th. The good news is that there's an excellent way around these issues. This is because Venus is trine Saturn and sextile Mercury. This set of cycles is excellent for long-lasting relationships, business partnerships, and signing contracts at this time. Now, next, as soon as Venus enters the sign of Taurus on May 9th, we immediately get a cycle that can be an opportunity for inspirational ideas and communications. Or it might just be a time that we daydream and forget to take care of details. Easy to do. It's actually easy to forget things, too, so pay attention. This cycle, which is Mercury sextile Neptune, is also good for writing, creating artwork, dancing, or music. So if you have an artistic bent, you'll enjoy these energies, which will peak on May 10th and stay in range through May 11th. Now, beginning May 10th, peaking on May 13th and 14th, and staying in range through May 17th, we have a set of cycles that is terrific for making presentations to powerful people. These are the cycles of Mercury trine both Mars and Pluto. This set of cycles is great for making an influential and strong presentation with enough data to back up your claims. These cycles favor presenting the facts and a strong analysis of them to win the favor of those who can say yes to your proposal. You can also use these same cycles to make an important presentation or promotion to the masses. These cycles are also excellent for penetrating insights and debates. You can also use it to make very effective ads or sales pitches to the masses for your products or services. Make sure you include links to the data that support your claims. Since the third quarter moon starts on May 12th, you'll want to use this cycle on May 11th. Also, just a reminder that this year through March 2019, we're in a period that's associated with revolutionary energies and unexpected Earth changes. This is the first year of this cycle, which is Uranus square Pluto. It's the first year when Uranus square Pluto will peak. So now would be a good time to replenish or start disaster preparations. Stock up not just on food and water, but all kinds of supplies, including first aid supplies, medications, batteries, and cleaning supplies. Get extra supplies of anything that you couldn't live without easily for a month or longer. And just remember what happened in Japan, and for that matter, Katrina. Keep in mind that we could also experience a loss of the electrical power grid from a massive solar flare. Something like that could leave us without power for weeks. So let's all be responsible and get prepared for unexpected transitions. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Tomorrow is the full moon, so remember that many important decisions are made within 2 to 3 days of the full moon. This includes buying decisions, decisions about who will get hired, how things will be restructured, etc. Also notice that a long string of green dollars from May 8th through May 13th is there. We have a great period next week to make a lot of money, so contact those decision makers now, yes, today, to get your last 2 cents in and get on their radar for the decisions that will get made now through next Tuesday. So hop to it. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. And to do so, just go to my site at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the page. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's The Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we have room for one more caller. So if you would like, you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I take your calls, I want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. We'll start things off, Madeline, with James. He's calling in from Lakewood, Washington. He's on the path for a job outlook. That's why and the reason why he's calling in. So, James, welcome to the show. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call, Madeline. I currently am employed, but I have the feeling that I should be in transition or at least looking to advance my career. So I'm wondering how.
Well, for sure. What's going on right now is that you have a cycle that is very strong for expansion or self-development. And the more you can take advantage of this now, the better your career is going to be in the future. So if there's anything you want to learn now or someplace you want to go or some way in which you want to expand yourself, you do have to be a little bit careful with this because sometimes people expand themselves physically and gain weight. So just be careful of that part. But in general, it's a very good time for you to have some kind of method for you. It could be travel, foreign travel. It could be going back to school, taking a particular course, something that gives you a different perspective, helps you to grow in some way personally. You do have a cycle that will come up. It's not immediately. It's probably 2 or 3 years away, at least. I'd say 2 to 3 years. Pluto is going to come over your midheaven, so that is going to be a period where your career and possibly your home life will transform in some major way. Generally, not always, but it can be a time when people either change their careers or they get a new job or they get some type of a different situation. They may move with it. Occasionally people get married or divorced. It can happen either way. But that's a fairly major cycle that's coming up. And so if you are taking advantage of this growth situation right now, you see, this year, which will be there most of this year, you should be able to get yourself ready for that leg coming up in a few years.
Okay.
And you are employed right now. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, that's correct. I am.
Okay.
I am.
That's good. That's good. So now, is there an issue going on at your company, or?
Yes, I work in a sector of the economy that's been really hit hard by the recession. So it's one of those things where I'm the survivor but I've seen a lot of good people lose their jobs over the, last 4 or 5 years. So,
right.
My perspective.
Well, it looks like next year should, and maybe actually a little bit later this year. So let me tell you when that's going to be. There's a excellent cycle coming your way, probably in June, I would guess. And this is a cycle where you could actually get promoted or be in be favored by people who are in high positions, have a lot of power or control. So it's a very excellent set of cycles that you have coming up here. And let's see, that's going to hit you right around the middle to late June. So, you know, I'd be doing anything you could to pitch your hat in for promotion. What do you need to do? You know, talk to your bosses about what you need to do in order to move to the next position. Let them know you're interested.
Well, I'm really interested in advancing my career, but unfortunately, I don't believe it's with the current organization I'm with. There's just no opportunity, so it would have to be outside of my organization that I'm employed with.
Then I would be looking for those. I'd be talking to headhunters and people that might be able to put you in touch with an organization that is ready and appropriate for your skill level.
Okay, wonderful. That's great advice, Madeline. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, good luck with it. I hope everything works out for you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Cool. Thanks, James, for calling in. And Madeline, I think we have time for one more. Let's take Judy. She's calling in from Linwood. We have a full show today, and unfortunately, we only have time for one more. So I will give you that information when you are ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Judy was born in Washington, D.C., and that would be at, let's see here, October 29th of 49. I'm sorry. I had a little brain
October
spasm there.
October 29, 1949.
Yeah.
Okay, what time?
10:29:49 at 1:08 p.m.
1:08 p.m. in Washington. Okay, D.C.
You got it.
Okay, I got it. Oops,
yep.
No, I don't have it quite. I had it close.
Happens,
okay,
it happens.
Here we are.
Right. And then Judy's question for today is a move across country. So hopefully, well, maybe maybe she's not going back to D.C., but we'll find out. Judy, what's up?
Well, actually, I am considering moving back to D.C.
Ah.
And I've been gone for many years. I still have a lot of friends there and was there recently for a celebration for something and found a good possible deal for a place to live. And so it wouldn't be an immediate move, but I'm starting to think about it.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm only looking at one of five sets of cycles here because we don't have time on the air to look at five sets.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just looking at transits, and what I would typically expect to see is not something I'm seeing in terms of what I would call a have to move, more of a I could move if I wanted to. More of a I could move if I wanted to. So you could have enough energy to do it if you wanted to, and it is possible. It would be a relatively easy move in that sense because you're not being forced to move. You see, so relatively easy in the sense that you can choose your timing for it. And it looks like perhaps it might be part of some kind of a change in your career. Are you thinking of changing your career or not?
Yes, I am thinking of doing that, but it's not something that I have in mind. I have just started doing something new, and I'm still learning that. But
okay.
Yeah.
And what did you learn that's new?
It's helping place speakers, like speaking gigs for people.
Fabulous. That sounds like fun. Yes, it looks like that could be something fun for you to do.
I think so, too, yeah.
Yeah, so, of course, back east, you might have a bigger group of people to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, you know, where you're going to place these people. But you might certainly have a large potential bucket to draw from anyway. Yes, I think you could do it if you wanted to, but it's certainly not an urgent sort of thing to be that you have to do.
Can you see if that would be a good thing to do regardless of where I lived, as long as it were a big city or a medium-sized city like Seattle?
You know, I don't have enough time today to answer that, but I really appreciate you calling in, and thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you so much, Madeline.
Okay. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. We often say, I'll believe it when I see it, but guess what? Quantum science has proven what really goes on is that we can only see whatever we believe. Keep in mind the story of the natives of the Galapagos Islands who could not see Darwin's large ship when he arrived there because they didn't believe such a thing could exist. Likewise, your prosperity depends on your beliefs about money and whether or not you believe you deserve it. So check out your beliefs related to money, rich people, and the cliches you say about them. Keep only the beliefs that increase your prosperity. Now, join me again next Friday, May 11th, when I'll talk about, ahoy, Venus retrograde ahead. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your good timing guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also remember to register for our free What's Up in the Heavens each week. And there's also a free first class of 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business on there, so listen to that too. You can also call us toll free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. And next, stay tuned for the amazing Dr. Pat. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy. Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's HERBANwellness.net.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.